season been going? What's it been like?
Ah, man, you know what? It's that time of year where you go through the aches and the pains, and you deal with Rich Tootin, you dream about them, have a little nightmares, and then, you know, you come in and do what you got to do to get ready for the season.
What's the worst part? What's the worst thing that makes you do to dread?
Everything. Everything. Now, Tootin is a good strength coach. He believes in, like, a lot of running, you know, getting the leg acclimated to going through a 17-game or, you know, however many game stretch. You know, it's a multitude of things. He has a whole new regimen this year that he's trying to put us through and get us ready.
Josh has talked about that a little bit, about making some changes to the off-season program, just learning from some things from last year. What have you noticed already?
We got more explosion type deals. You know, last year was a lot of long distance running, a lot of just power stuff, but now he's taking a little pressure off the body a little bit. We got a lot of cords, a lot of things that's kind of light pressure on the joints, you know, to try to help, you know, as teams go through the season. You know, if you put too much on them, then they start to decline in the middle of the season. So, you know, I think every coach observes that and takes a look at that, and I think we're trying to prevent that.
Do you think you're going to be an inside linebacker?
You know what? I have no idea right now. All I want to be is a starter on this defense and, you know, hopefully improve from what I did last year. And wherever they put me, man, I think I'll be a big help to this defense.
You've always been an inside guy. What is that you prefer? Play inside?
You know, I prefer to be on the field, be honest with you. I prefer to be there, man. I mean, you know, I had a lot of fun last year. I've had fun my whole career playing linebacker. So, you know, do I think I can play it? Yes. Do I think I can play outside? Yes. So, you know, the coaches, they know I can do both things. And, you know, I think it may be something that they look at. But right now I'm preparing to be the outside linebacker right now.
Josh, I think Josh at the owner's meetings said something about your size is more. Size-wise, you're a better fit for the inside?
I think I could be because, you know, in the 3-4 defense, the inside linebacker usually takes on the guards a lot. So, you know, you need a guy that can that they feel like can take the pounding for 16 weeks. And, you know, I have the body size and the range. I feel that if they need me inside, I can definitely be a success there.
All right, were you surprised that Andre Davis was let go?
Definitely, man. Definitely. You know, it's a business, and, you know, I've been in like 8 years now, and I understand how it goes. But Andre was a great presence for our locker room. You know, he did a lot of good things for us on the field last year. But once again, it's a business. Obviously, they got some things that they feel like they needed to improve, and that was one of the spots. And so, you know, Andre landed there with another team, and I think we'll be good, you know, without him. But he would have been a big help with us.
A lot of free agent moves made so far, it seems like, have been specifically to address the run defense. Have you, in the last couple months since the season ended, been able to reflect at all about maybe what happened with that run defense late and maybe what you guys can do different?
You know, what we can do different is stop them. That's what we can do different. I mean, you know, as season goes on, you know, like I said, guys get worn down, injuries start to happen, people start to pick up on game plan. Bottom line, we didn't execute at the end of the year at the time that we needed. You know, I was a part of that run, that horrendous run defense. You know, I was out there every play that guys broke long runs. So, you know, I'm not pointing the finger at anyone. All I know is that we're destined to improve this year. We went and got some help on the D-line. Some guys we feel like can help us, and so that's what we aim this year, to be a better defense than we were last year.
When you look at those guys that they signed up front, Jamal, Jarvis Green, Justin, what do you think of those moves? What do they look like so far and getting to know those guys?
Well, on paper, I put us in the Super Bowl. But, you know, with those guys, Jamal's been proven. Jarvis has played with a bunch of good teams in New England. Justin has played with a great Baltimore defense, a defense that many people pattern themselves after in the NFL. So, you know, just looking at their history, I think we're in pretty good shape. But once again, you have to play the season. You have to go through the training and hope that guys can stay healthy. I think if we can be healthy, I think we definitely have a chance to improve.
What kind of coordinators make that?
Right now, I hope fun. You know what I'm saying? And when I say fun, not to take away from the work, but when you got a guy that's as confident as he is and that believes in his players, and, you know, when he talks and when his movement and the way he coaches, he lets you know he believes in you. So I think that'll carry over to our team. And I think you'll see a lot of swagger with this team this year. Not that we didn't have it in the past, but I think more guys are starting to come out, and people may take it as cocky, but so be it. If we're good, then that's the way I want it to be.
He's like that, right?
Yes, he is. Yeah, he got a lot of swagger. He's a fun coach. He makes it fun. He doesn't make the meeting long where he drag through and, you know, you're looking at one thing and you start to fall asleep. He, like, even there's some of the stuff I've talked to him about, he has a lot of different plans that if we can get it executed, it'll be a fun defense to play.
You think he's still going to have his hands in the linebackers a lot?
Yeah, I think he'll have a lot of input with the linebackers. Like I said, we became a family last year with him, and I think he's felt that. And, you know, anytime you coach a position and you stay within that team and you move up, I think you still have something special. And I know he's going to be hard on the linebackers than he is on any other position to show guys what he means and how what his coaching approach is.
Mario, Jarvis was talking a little bit about the labor stuff, young camp here this year, whatever. Happens next year.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part.
Yeah. What's going on at the young camp here this year, whatever is happening next year. What do you, at what point do you start thinking about lockout stuff or, you know, anything? I mean, it's got to be somewhere in your mind.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's in my mind. You know, I got a job to do in the NFL, and, you know, with different disagreements between the players' union and the owners, it definitely affects, because it affects my job. I'll be under contract with the Broncos next year. So, I mean, it's a lot of different things. You lose a lot of benefits, a lot of things starting to come into play. No work, the work stoppage. Anytime you have work stoppage, that's the big issue. And so, hopefully, I pray each and every day that, you know, that this situation gets resolved. I'm kind of aware of a lot of things that's going on, but I don't know everything. But I think that I'm pretty optimistic that, you know, something will happen where we'll be able to play in 2011.
Why are you optimistic?
Because you know, history, just off history, you know, I feel like that once again it's a business, although we play it as a sport. But when you look at it, we can't afford, well, I don't feel like we do not want to play the players. I feel like we do want to play next year. I feel like the owners as well, everybody loses out when you don't play the season next year. And so everybody has to take a stand early on to make it seem like, okay, we're going to win this or try to win it. So I think at the 12th hour, something will happen and we'll be playing in the 11th.
Have you guys talked about, or is there, you know, guys that aren't here because of the various, you know, contract issues, just this offseason versus last offseason? I know that other guys have come in and just said it's a lot thinner in there, a lot less people. Is it something you actually noticed, or you just...
Well, I mean, some of the guys that are not here are not here for various reasons, you know. As you know, under the agreement, if you don't sign a contract, then you can't participate in team workouts. So I think that's part of it. I'm hoping each and every guy gets here that's going to be part of the team as soon as possible, the better, you know what I mean? But they got reason that they're not here, some for contract maybe, you know, family, maybe they just may want to work out somewhere else. So I'm just going to work with the guys that are here. We're having a lot of fun right now, and I think we're getting better each and every day.
You think it's an issue now, or you think it won't be an issue until camp starts?
Well, anytime you don't have guys that you're depending on to help your team be successful, becomes the issue in camp. So hopefully that'll be resolved. Whatever situation, Mr. Bolin and Coach McDaniels, I'm sure they'll get it done in the best manner possible to help this team come September.
Mario, a lot of guys in defense are 30 years old about that. You know, maybe a little bit older, like guys like Brian and Jamal. You're one of those guys coming
across. Yeah, you're talking about guys.
Exactly. You're blossoming late in your career. I just want to know, how are you a better player now than you were when you were 22, 23 years old? And how have you, I mean, how does your age help you?
To me, and you know, people hear me say this over and over again, it was just opportunity for me. I've always felt like I've been a player that can help, that can start in the NFL, that can help a team. It's just somewhat the opportunity didn't present itself in the right manner. But, you know, we have just because you're older, I think you get better with experience. And I think with a team full of young guys like we've had the last couple of years, you need some experience. You know, via draft, we'll have some guys come in and draft that's going to learn from a lot of the guys that have played. And Coach McDaniels has done a great job of bringing guys who've been with winning teams that have come in. If you look at the guys he bring in, that they are winners. They have been on proven team, proven defenses, proven offenses. And so I think that's a good thing for the type of team that we have. People seem to overlook the fact that we have a really young team and they only look at the age. But I think it's better for the team.